Here, back home, there were golden moments where those rowers gave us today. They were pretty sweet.
Emma Twigg imperious out in front. Victoria Thornley closing on Lobnik.
It's going to be
medal.
Emma Twigg here coming up to the line after those pair of fourth place finishes. The fabulous Fern from New Zealand wins the gold. And their third gold medal in the rowing, first for the men here at Tokyo 2020. It's the Kiwis coming up to the line. I think Britain are going to be out of it, aren't they, for a medal? Oh, no, coming through just for the silver. And Germany, the world champions, third.
And while that was all going down, the roof nearly lifted off the cloud on Auckland's waterfront this afternoon as families and friends willed the men's eight to their first Olympic gold in nearly 50 years. Our cameras were there as the Kiwis crossed the line. Our reporter Nick Trebridge and cameraman Nick Monroe spoke with the elated family members of both the men's and women's eight.
The crowd was already roaring with Emma Twigg grabbing gold and the women's eight securing silver in a glorious afternoon for women's rowing. Then things kicked up another notch, the place rocking, the noise deafening, as the men's eight claimed their first gold in nearly half a century. Emerging from the crowd, a beaming Pete Bosworth, the father of men's eight Cox, Sam Bosworth.
Talk us through your thoughts.
Oh, it's been an amazing day, hasn't it? It's a big race. You know, the country hasn't seen New Zealand win an eights medal since 1972. So it's an unreal sort of moment for the country, for New Zealand rowing, and these athletes, an amazing bunch of guys. So, yeah, very, very special moment, quite unreal.
For you personally, I mean, that's your boy up there. So when he crosses and it is gold, what goes through your mind? What do you feel?
Like, we're really proud. You know, it's been quite a long journey. You know, he started rowing back in school days. Had a few juniors races, run a few medals, but you know, this is the biggest stage, it's a big race, and they've managed to pull it through. You know, it's been an unbelievable week, really. A lot of people probably weren't backing them, but we knew them behind the scenes, they were going really fast, and they've just got better during the week, so great to see.
It must make it so much sweeter, you say, you know, not everyone was backing them, you guys obviously were. When they do get there, that must make it so much sweeter. I mean, you just had to listen to the noise.
Yeah, no, it's just, I don't quite know what to feel. My stomach's still churning, feeling great, and, you know, we'll celebrate long and hard tonight. It'll be terrific. So it's just a pity we're not over there to go and give them a bit of a hug and have a celebratory drink tonight, but we'll wait for 2 weeks and see how it goes.
A phone call will surely be right up the list in terms of priorities.
Yeah, we'll make a phone call at some stage. So Sam's always keen to talk. So, it'll be great.
What a great day for New Zealand rowing, New Zealand sport, and a great day for our girls. We're just absolutely thrilled that our girls have come home with a medal, let alone just compete, really.
But how about that women's eight? Jim Greenslade, father of Ella, can't quite believe what he's just witnessed.
It's a culture that they've got there that made them so successful, really. The culture, then their ability, all put together, it's a great formula. And they're tight, those girls, and Caleb, and they've been together for a while, and it's all come together for them. Can't wait to see the girls. Can't wait to see Ella and see how she is.
Talk to us about, as a father, when they cross that line, what goes through your mind, what do you feel?
Well, I just feel so proud of them, obviously. As a parent, I just feel so good for her, you know, and the girls and Caleb, and I just think it's just a great team effort, and it just shows you what team sport is all about. And it's a team effort. But me personally, I'm just so happy. We're a tight family, and it's a family effort as well. So just thrilled, really.
To top it off, the men's. What do you think of that?
Well, I just think the men's was a stunning result. I mean, their timing in their timing in this whole season has been outstanding.
And someone else standing out in the crowd is Nikki Dyke, daughter Emma, also part of that outstanding women's eight. She can't quite believe what she's just watched.
I don't know how they do it. It's amazing, yeah.
I can tell you're sort of bewildered, aren't you? It's sort of a lot to take.
Yeah, it is, actually. I think it'll take a bit to sink in. It's a bit like when they first get named in the Olympics, like in 2016, it's kind of like a walk around for days, actually sinking in that actually she is part of the Olympics.
Kiwi fans and family on cloud nine, a momentous, memorable day for New Zealand rowing.